With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department is preparing to ask a grand jury to indict former FBI Director James Comey. We get those details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Prosecutors have been evaluating whether Comey lied to lawmakers during his 2020 testimony related to the investigation into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The five-year statute of limitations would be next Tuesday, but an indictment is expected before then. Last weekend, the president directed the DOJ to investigate Comey and other perceived political enemies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down next week. In a memo released Wednesday night, the Office of Management and Budget said agencies should consider a reduction in force for federal programs whose funding would lapse next week if Democrats do not come to terms and make an agreement with Republicans to pass a continuing resolution. Some GSA employees have offers to return to work after the DOGE job cuts earlier this year.
The General Services Administration has given those employees who managed government workspaces until the end of the week to accept or decline reinstatement. Those who accept must report to work on October 6th after what amounts to a seven-month paid vacation. One former GSA real estate official says that the agency was left broken and understaffed, adding that the GSA did not have the people needed to carry out basic functions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new lease on life for seven of 23 miners rescued now from a collapsed Columbia gold mine. Mud-covered miners emerged one by one from the shafts 80 meters underground where they had been trapped. That's about 262 feet underground. This is SRN News. New evidence that marijuana use is bad for women who want to have a baby.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump who represents a broad swath of Wisconsin's rural North Woods in Congress has entered the governor's race in the battleground state that shakes up the Republican primary there. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the front runner over two other announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany is a strong pro-life advocate. It is promising to freeze property taxes. This is SRN News. A Democrat holds a congressional seat for the party after a special election in blue Arizona.
Southern Arizona voters on Tuesday choosing Adelita Grijalva to succeed her father, the late U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva, a progressive Democrat who represented the state for more than two decades in Congress. She defeated Republican candidate Daniel Gutierrez in the 7th Congressional District, which hugs almost the entire length of Arizona's border with Mexico. The seat was one of two remaining vacancies in blue districts that Democrats needed to hold to avoid losing more ground to Republicans in the U.S. House. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump today planning to meet with Turkey President Erdogan at the White House. Mr. Trump has hinted the U.S. might soon lift its hold on advanced fighter jet sales to Turkey. During Trump's first term, the U.S. removed Turkey from the F-35 program. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.